This is the Eagle 98.1 Feel Good Friday, presented by Home Bank. Good for business, good for life. That's my love.
Today on a Feel Good Friday, we're going to talk military appreciation, and I am joined in studio by two Marines, so I'm super excited about this. We know that it is Military Appreciation Month all month long and leading up to Memorial Day. Basically, we want to hear from you in thanking our servicemen and women, those who have served and those who are serving. So in that same vein, I'm going to welcome in the Eagle 98.1 studio with me now, first of all, Staff Sergeant Taylor with Station Command for RSS Baton Rouge. Thank you so much for joining us on Eagle today.
Thank you, ma'am.
And thank you for your service.
I appreciate it.
You are quite decorated. What can you tell us are, you know, some of the benefits? Why is serving in the military? Well, first of all, and I always wonder this about everybody, what made you decide to do that?
Honestly, it was to find a better life for myself. That's why I originally went into it, to travel, change my surroundings, which weren't the best, and, you know, create a legacy. The reason I chose to stay was to help other people, hopefully influence society for the better, and still doing that as I speak. So.
And have you? Would you say that you have?
I believe I will, yes, ma'am.
Would you consider it a rewarding position to be in?
Yes, ma'am. Getting to see individuals that start maybe with even low confidence or not really having any direction, and then finding their way in lives is the most rewarding part for me. So I would say 100%.
How old were you when you got into it?
I was 18, ma'am.
18. And so tell us a little bit about what you do today.
I'm currently the station commander for recruiting substation Baton Rouge. Mm-hmm. So I'm in charge of all the local recruiting activities in Baton Rouge and the Gonzales area. So anybody that's looking to get information, change their lives, or find opportunity, we'll take care of.
Well, you are an incredible young man. I will say that.
Thank you,
I can tell it oozes on the other side of the board here. And we're also with Sergeant Danielle Prentice, who we set all this up with today. Thank you so much for joining us also in studio, Sergeant. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
So I'm the Marketing and Communications Marine over at Headquarters Baton Rouge. So I handle all of the advertisement, marketing, and events that go through for the recruiting station to help Staff Sergeant Taylor and all the Marines get out into the public and talk to kids and talk to any sort of influencer that we can have assist us.
And you're the lady with all the swag.
All the swag.
Because I did, of course, I'm always the DJ without a pen. This has been something that has been following me in my career forever. But now I have a really cool pen from the Marines. So
the best.
Well, and so Staff Sergeant Taylor, you said you're in recruiting. I have two sons, one 17, one 18. You know, what do you tell kids that age, because they're still kids for me, is why you should join? I mean, we talked about it being rewarding and why you did, but what are some of the things that you tell kids like that?
Honestly, it all starts with what their goals are for life, what are their aspirations, and who they want to be, not just today, but 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now. There's ways the Marine Corps can help improve your life, whether you want to go to college full-time, workforce full-time, trade school. We have those opportunities. I would say the most rewarding part is creating a legacy, having some challenge, and the journey of it all. So at the very least, get the information, because you never know until you know.
And there's some incentives too, right?
Yes, there is.
Like, what are some of those?
Tuition assistance, so 100% to pay for school. We also have a reserves program that a lot of people don't have the information about, which means you can go to school full time and still get a lot of benefits from it, medical, dental, as well as tuition assistance as well.
That's good to know.
Yes,
I mean,
ma'am.
I imagine that is something that gets a lot of kids' interests. And, you know, it's a good time of year to be talking about it as we are in graduation season. Sergeant Prentice, what else do you have going on these days?
My main purpose is to just get our story out so they can understand that we're not only here to recruit, we're here to give opportunities to the young men and women in our area in case they don't have any guidance or they don't have any direction. We can help them with that direction to give them a stepping stone to go on with their lives and do great things.
Well, tell us how we can get in touch with you if I am an entity that is interested in talking to you or having you come and speak and help get the word out.
So you can contact me on, we have Red Stick Marines on social media. So you can go to Baton Rouge Marines on Facebook And then there's Red Stick Marines on Instagram. Those are both our handles, and they go directly to my phone. So if you DM or direct message those, I'll receive the message immediately.
So Red Stick Marines is a pretty easy way to tell folks to find you.
Yes, ma'am.
Staff Sergeant Taylor, is there anything else that you would like to add? Maybe what's next for you?
I recently just got approved to be a career recruiter, which means
congratulations.
I appreciate it. I think the next stop for me is just positively influencing people's lives and, you know, helping old stigmas go away. A lot of times people think the military is just I join and I shoot guns. They don't understand we have over 350 different jobs, career opportunities, and pretty much any field you could think about. So next thing is just continuing to try to affect people in a positive way. Our number one motto that we have for recruiting for the Marine Corps in general is returning quality citizens back to society. Because whether you serve 4 years, 20 years, 30 years, one day you'll come back and 100% the Marine Corps will improve whatever situation you have. So just give it a chance.
That's really cool. I have a nephew who has joined to be a part of intelligence, and he's going into coding at LSU part of it. And I guess as a layperson, I didn't realize, of course, that's an aspect of a very important part of what you guys do.
Yes, ma'am.
And my son is huge into band, and, you know, you guys have band stuff. So, well, I appreciate you guys. First of all, thank you again, you know, for your service and for sharing the story on Eagle 98.1 this afternoon. And on behalf of our audience, you know, we really appreciate everything that you do and helping to get the word out to the young people and really anybody in our community.
Yes, ma'am.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.